We are recording. And I want to back up. Why am I so like I never got a good angle, you know what I'm saying? Anyway. You know.
Yes.
What's
We're
up,
back.
y'all?
How you feeling?
Welcome to Casual Nerddom. A place where you can be nerdy without being an expert. A place where you can be real without being woke.
Now, what do we mean by that? If you watch Game of Thrones and you don't know who made it, that's okay. This is the place for you. If you're an MCU fan but might not know everything about the comics that it pulls from, this is the place for you. This is a judgment-free zone to discuss everything nerdy.
I'm Chris Bacon.
And I'm Adrian Daniel. And welcome to Casual Nerddom. What's up, guys? How you guys feeling? How you
hopefully,
feeling?
Hopefully everyone's doing all right. You know, by the,
happy,
when you hear this, it'll
happy
be
fucking
what?
New Year.
Happy New Year. Technically, the episode that they're listening to came out after New Year's, but we recorded it before New Year's. This one is the first episode recording after the year started.
Right.
I am under the weather, but you know.
You know, it's funny. I was going to wear that hat today, but I didn't.
Yeah. You know, I'm going to get into it. Like, it's like, shout out to my boy Dom, you know. I just know like there was like this whole thing going on with him and them, and then so like I haven't worn it.
Yeah,
there was a whole
like lawsuit thing going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, so but at the same time, I wore my other anime hats and I haven't worn this one, so I'm wearing it today. I need more hats. So if you guys listened to the last episode, which I hope that you have, you know, we talked about one thing for a long time and we didn't go into anything else. We've been trying to have a death battle talk for the last three episodes, but we keep getting sidetracked.
Been able to freaking do it.
Yeah, and you know, I just feel like specifically, and I feel like it's interesting that we had to keep waiting because Superman got another power up.
Did he?
Yeah. Like it's ridiculous. Like it's
I mean, he
isn't. People keep forgetting. They keep compiling feats together. Like, well, he did this is one time and did that this one time. You kind of gotta read along and make sure that you're dealing. You know what his current power level is before he gets a power boost. It doesn't just compact itself all the time. Sometimes he gets weaker. Sometimes he gets stronger. Sometimes he develops other techniques. Doesn't make him stronger. It just makes him able to do something else that he couldn't do before. Like when he got that heat explosion move, you know, like that didn't make him stronger, but he just got a different move. He can now almost
release his full like energy for his eye beams, right?
Right. And the new one was like something along the lines of like his body and mind are so well in tune right now that he can almost teleport. It's wild stuff, but I mean, I ain't gonna get into it.
Yo, they gotta chill. They gotta
but like,
chill.
I ain't even mad at them because it was like, it's like, you know, if you're still going to keep making Superman comics, then, you know, we're going to want to see him do something else, something right. Interesting, even if it's temporarily. Like right now in DC, bro, like they just had this huge crossover. I can't even talk, bro. When I say that Black Adam gave everyone the powers of Shazam real quick, man. Bro, Black Adam did that.
Right.
The one that don't like nobody.
Right.
That's this goal to show you, like, this is what I tell people, like, when, and we talked about that about the movie, it's like you look at these characters one way and you want them to be one way, but they're evolving in the comics too. Black Adam was like, I'll die for these kids, you know what I'm saying? Like, and you would never thought you'd hear him say that about it, but he's like, you know, they looked out for me when I was not looking out for them. And for
speaking of DC being useless, did you watch the RDC World skit about the DC office?
No, wait,
about
wait.
How the decisions being made in the DC.
Nah, I didn't. I missed
bro,
that.
Oh my god, bro. They was like, oh yeah, we're going Blue Beetle gonna be our Spider-Man. You know, because when you think of Spider-Man, you think of Blue Beetle, right? Like it's like they go together, right? I was like, no the fuck they don't, bro. No. He's like, yo, wait, we got one more thing we want to fucking show. We want to announce, you know, and we brought in new people and new writers. He about to take it to the next level. He said, we about to welcome in our new writers. The guy that wrote Morbius.
No, I got to watch that.
Yo,
I got to watch that.
I was like, the accuracy of this shit.
Yo, shout out to Mark and the rest of them.
Shout
man.
Out
They're
to
always
Mark
giving us quality that content.
That shit had me crying, bro. I was like, no.
Now, mind you, I was I'm excited for Blue Beetle, bro. Like, I'm excited for him. It could have been their Spider-Man, but they don't know how to take care of the newer properties. They just kind of let someone does a run, and it's like, okay, cool, that's done. And it's like, but the stuff that Chris, was happening,
did you just say? Saying, but, did you just say that it could be their Spider-Man?
It could be DC doesn't have a Spider-Man character,
and they never will. Okay, listen, the reality
Blue Beetle deserves some shine, my boy. The new Blue Beetle deserves the Young Justice one. That's what it is.
Nobody cares about him on Young Justice, bro. Listen to me. Listen, anyway. People love Beast Boy more than they love Blue Beetle.
Been around for so fucking long, that's why.
Let me say something to you.
Listen. And they keep making him a kid.
DC
like
can't
Spider-Man.
DC can't even get their main characters off the ground. And you want to talk about Blue Beetle? But we don't. What are you?
They need to stop trying to get the main characters off. This is the problem. They keep trying to go after the popular characters. When the MCU started, they wasn't pulling every single popular character. Like, because they had the Spider-Man, but when
Chris,
MCU started, though, Spider-Man wasn't in that yet because they had their own runs.
Right, but look what happened when they tried to take a character that wasn't a main character, and they even got The Rock to play it, and it's still flopped, bro. Come on. I'm just saying, like, you got The Rock. How you had, like Mark said in the shit, how we had The Rock and we still flop? Only DC could do that, bro.
Anyway,
I'm just saying.
Okay.
It's no hope. I have no hope with DC at all. I don't. It's like they don't know what they're doing. We get the one-off movies, that's cool. But at the end of the day, they don't know what they're doing. Like, they don't know how to world build. They don't know how to do that shit. You know, the animated movies are better. The animated movie world building is so much better.
100%.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like they just don't know what to, because you know what it is? And it's really because it's, and I don't want to say it's really all their fault. It's because of the characters. The characters themselves are really hard to like humanize.
We talked about that before.
Yeah, they're really hard to humanize, bro. It's like, yo, how do you humanize Superman, bro?
Now, wait. Now, I will say that it is hard when you stay in the industry. There are certain Superman movies. Like, did you see like Red Sun? Great alternate Superman story. Man of Tomorrow, great Superman story. The one where he was like he got sun cancer or something like that. And like the what's the most famous one? I'ma plug this. Like, I think it was like a YouTube channel, Nandovi Movies, just did like a really cool rewrite of like what he would imagine like a Superman reboot or a sequel could be, because it could operate as both. And he decided to go with Manchester Black. Remember that movie with them in it? The psychic guy and Superman but that movie, that's an example of a bad guy that you can't win by just punching. And you can have a really good story surrounding that. But DC, they don't think about those characters when they go to make these movies. They think about, we need someone that can be a strong Superman. There's the one that Superman struggles, if you watch the show, the one he struggles with the most are the ones that are not stronger than him. They have abilities that he can't just handle. Like, even Livewire is an electric woman, but he can't just beat her up. Just punch her. That's why she's an actual, like, she's a higher tier in his roles than some other people. Like,
I think what it comes down to
is Parasite is a great Superman villain.
I think what it comes down to is just that it's really hard. Like I said,
Mind control would work. Like, their choices in who they decide to put up against Superman make it so it's like you're gonna tell a shitty story.
I don't think it's the villain, bro. I don't think it's the villain. I think it's because they had Lex Luthor. Like, I don't think it's the villain. I think it's just listen, hear me out. They had Lex Luthor.
No, they had Jesse Eisenberg.
Whatever. But I'm just saying, like, you cannot, like, the reason why Marvel does such a good job, and it's the same reason why Aquaman kind of did a good job, is because there is a real life realism to what they are speaking about in the movie. Right. So The reason why Black Panther, like, you know, we talked about this before. The reason why Black Panther and like certain Marvel movies did what they did because of the real lifeness to what they're speaking about. Like movies like Thor and those more fantasy movies don't do as good as the ones that's more lifelike, more like society like based.
Right.
Right. Like current, like based like what we're going through in the world. Like when Falcon and Winter Soldier, you know what I'm saying? Like it's more like you're, what's happening is like you can feel like you're part of it. It's hard to do that with Superman, bro. It's like, cause you know, we all know Superman has to win. So it's like, he's Superman, bro. It's like, you cannot kill a Superman. But with these Marvel movies, it's like, you never really know for sure if people gonna win or not. Like people can get off at any point in time. People die in this on a regular basis. They're not killing nobody off in DC. At least if they kill them all, they're not going to really be dead. Superman going to come back. They're always going to come back. So it's like, I'm just saying, it's not the same thing. It's hard to really, more Marvel characters actually die or like go through some serious crap than DC characters. The only DC characters that really go through that are the human ones, which is like
the street level, yeah.
Street level, which is Batman, you know, Arrow and all those people. And that's why they have shows and all that stuff, because you can make a story out of it. You can still, but
you can tell easier stories with them.
Yeah.
You can tell real. You can pull from real life and just take Batman as a character and just put him into like, you know, like a more realistic Gotham and have him exist. You know,
right?
But you can't take a Superman and put him in a super realistic like version of Earth, and because then it's like. And then you pick Zod. It's like, well, then, yeah. Like, no wonder why the Superman, the Henry Cavill Superman, people look at him like, ah, he's a hero. But also, like, a lot of shit happened when he came up. Like, people are never going to forget what happened to Man of Steel.
Right.
It leads me to this extra conversation about, this is something I've been talking about on TikTok for the last week, about comic book movies and movies in general when it comes to, like, wanting to see certain things. People have been talking about the Hulk recently because, the She-Hulk, one of the writers of She-Hulk came out and said that the show is the most comic book accurate show. And someone argued on my TikTok because I made a video about it saying that, you know, just because the show is accurate doesn't mean it's good. And I was like, I understand what you mean, but you also didn't watch it. So I really don't know why you're talking to me. But at the same time, I was like, you know, you can watch it and not watch it. Like, you know, no one's going to put a gun to your head and tell you to watch a TV show. But if you're saying you hate a show you haven't seen, like that's a different situation. And but the point I'm making is people want World Breaker Hulk so bad. They want to see Hulk from like Mighty's Avengers. They want to see, you know what I'm saying? They want to see Hulk smash. I was like, what? This is the MCU we're talking about. This is not the comic book universe and where right. like
they're making New York
can
get
exploded and the Maddie can fix it in a day. Look what we got the Sokovia Accord from a small attack. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's like if Bruce Banner was to step on Africa and half of it would just disintegrate, do you think that he'd be allowed to stay on Earth or live?
Nope.
No. And I'm like, and then on top of that, you would have to make that like an event. That has to be the end of that phase because you have to now put that into like everything that happened after that. Mm-hmm. You can't just have another movie happen in another part of the world and just be like, yeah, you know, the Hulk had this big battle over there. You're going to have to mention that.
And that's why MCU is so good, because it's a finality to when they do something or they introduce something. It's like, exactly. Yeah, somebody can be dumb strong, but you're not going to see them be this dumb strong again. That's it.
Exactly.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, so,
I tell people we did that in Avengers 1. We like he already they're not. You can't have 3-4 movies of Bruce Banner is going crazy. We got to stop him. Like, America would never let that rock after the 1.5 times. They'd be like, yo, next time I depower was like, put a needle in his back. Are you kidding me? Like, that's what happened with Civil War II in the comic books. Like, he got killed. I just tell people, like, when you look at these kind of things, you got to think about, like, the MCU is a sped up version of the comic book verse universe. Same thing with DC. DC tried to go 1,000,000 miles an hour. That's their problem. They try to rush to, like, their big stories. And don't just introduce characters and just have them have a movie first.
Right.
And so it was like, people just want things and they get online and they talk about it. But you got to think about like the ramifications of what you're asking these characters to do and deal with after that. Also, Bruce Banner doesn't want to be seen as a weapon of mass destruction. So why are we wanting, Like I said, the only way we could do that is like we have a sun now. We could do it maybe another planet. Maybe they could go back to Sakaar. I said, on Earth? Nah. I mean, like Earth is already, we still, and like I said, Earth is healing from the lack of people from the snap. It wasn't like Thanos snapped and the planet got destroyed or whatever. People were just gone.
Which is what I mean in the sense of like, this is what I say. It goes back to there is realism. A real realism and ramifications of the things that happen in that universe. It's not just things happen and all of a sudden we forget about it, move on, everybody's a superhero again. No. Mm-hmm. And I think that is what Marvel excels at. And DC could possibly do it, but they have to pick the right characters to do it.
Right.
And characters like Superman, Wonder Woman, all of those characters need to be more so B characters. I think that like them being the lead star characters of those things won't work, bro. Like, you know, it's like, because like, it's like, you're not going to kill Barry Allen, bro.
You're not. You're not.
You're like, not going to kill Superman. You're not going to kill Batman.
For like what? Like, it's not like he was dead for a movie. He wasn't dead for any movies. He died at the end of a movie and came back in the next movie.
Right.
So, right, so they said like, run like think about like the death of Superman should have been a like the end of phase one for DC.
You know that movie still pisses me off, bro.
It still pisses me off.
Bruce was such a. All right, I don't want to get into it because I'm gonna go into a tangent about this. Nigga, the whole movie
we could always go back. Listen, one
the
day
the whole movie wanted to kill this nigga, and now he dead. Oh my, you know. Like I feel
you're now so much different. I'll smack flames out.
I'll smack flames.
Alpha should have popped him right in the head.
Like, death battle. Let's go. Death battle. We're never gonna fucking talk about this shit.
All right. So
what are we starting with? Who are we starting with? Because there's so many we can choose from here.
I'm gonna go to the channel.
There was a recent one, Goku versus Vegeta. It was pointless though.
We didn't really need that,
I'm gonna be honest with you.
We didn't need it. And on top of that, like I understand the arguments, but Gogeta can do both forms. He has Super Saiyan 4 and Super Saiyan God now. So I'm like, while I understand, and then on top of that, the fight only ended because of like time limit. And that's the only way it could have ended because you have to show that like there's only one weakness between them and that's the way that they have been fused. And I'm like, yeah, sure, I guess. But it was more like a fanfare fight. So I don't even.
We didn't need it, though. I'm going to be honest.
It was unnecessary.
We didn't need that fight. It wasn't necessary. But they was
you
like,
know what happened?
This is dude.
The characters got released in Fighters, and the people started just doing like AI battles against them. So they had this like a couple of scenarios where like they have dynamic finishes where the other one wins. In a battle, it really comes down to like who has less health when they both do the supers.
Right,
none of that mattered.
James Bond versus John Wick, actually,
that was really a good one.
I actually really enjoyed that.
That was
I never
a good
thought
one.
About them battling each other, but it was funny in my mind. Sorry to spoil this for anyone that hasn't seen it yet. But in my mind, I saw John Wick winning that. I really did.
I thought
I didn't see James Bond winning it, but it makes sense because James Bond has the gadgets and all that stuff, so that's why he would have the one up on John Wick.
Yeah,
because John Wick don't use none of that.
I was watching John Wick 3, and I'm like, you know, James Bond fights a lot. Like I'm thinking about Daniel Craig James Bond, and you know, like John Wick is durable as fuck. Like he's durable as fuck. But at the same time, like he don't want to do none of this shit. James Bond go out of his way to keep doing his job. Even people telling him don't do the job. He's like, nah, I'm all right. But you're not really fit to go on the field. Forge the documents. I'm like, John Wick's like, I was happy to retire. Right. James is like, nah, I'm going back out there. And like, M got killed. I'm going. You the last person that gotta go. It's my brother. I'm going. He's not your brother. Like, what? Like he just. So I'm like. He went in
and they picked the right James Bond. Because I was right like, Daniel Craig's the only James Bond you can use. Because
the rest of them getting it. No, I'm about to say that.
No offense to the rest of them, but they ain't holding a candle against Daniel Craig.
Because they was all too pretty.
Yeah, it was all too pretty.
They ain't getting into real fist fights, man. Like,
I'll tell you one thing. Them niggas was fucking bitches on a regular basis. Daniel Craig did, but not that often. Like,
he was a savage, though.
Pierce. Pierce is out here just straight pimping. I'm like, yo, him and what's his name? Rest in peace. He died. Shit. What's his name? James Bond before Pierce. It was he's from Australia. What's his name?
Oh.
My mind's going blank right now. This is so
terrible. Yeah, I was about to say his name earlier too. You look it up real quick while I talk about James Bond real quick.
And he's iconic too. So I'm like, Sean Connery.
Sean Connery. Jesus.
I don't know why. The rest of them before that, I'm not even gonna acknowledge them niggas, but
they had cool cars.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And I will say this too. Those other James Bonds were more gadget heavy.
They were more gadget heavy.
Then Daniel Craig's James Bond. He wasn't super, super gadget heavy. He was always just kind of walking there with just a gun.
He would kind of remember he had a gadget at the end. Like, oh, yeah, this pen with a bomb. I'm like, you had this the whole time.
That's what they did in the last movie. They were like, oh, we're going to give him more gadgets because they weren't doing that before. They were just kind of more so he running in there straight hands, chasing you down, beating your ass.
And the only reason he got the gadget is because his ass is half fucking dead. And he's like, all right, I'll use the gadgets finally. I'm like, thank you, James, because he keeps making this shit and you just keep destroying it without even using half of the stuff that's in it. Car's gone. What happened to the car? I don't know.
He James fucking Bond. That's why. You know
getting saying? Shot on top of a train. What the fuck?
Listen, I never forget when the first time we saw Daniel Craig's James Bond movie with Casino Royale, and there was that scene when
that
he was
chase
in the
scene
chair.
In the beginning.
Nah. The scene when he was in the chair, bro, and they were torturing him, bro.
Oh, God.
And I remember we sitting there, we was like,
dramatic reenactment.
Right. I remember we were all sitting there just like we was in this movie theater, like every dude was like,
like, and he was like, this is torture. This James Bond is a different breed.
He a different breed.
And this man
he's
finished
like,
the movie
when
out.
He said a little to the left, I'm like, oh no.
Oh my God. I was like, nope. This man's a narcissist and he beats women.
I was like, you a different type of dude, bro. Come on,
this is the man that don't know what comfort and soft life. No, he don't know what the words mean.
He don't know what them words mean, bro.
He's like, I drink whiskey and I slap my wife. That's what the fuck is going on.
You know, Sean Connery said that shit. Sean Connery said everything. Once you gotta slap her. I'm like, nigga, what, bro?
James Bond, stop playing.
No, nigga. I was like, I remember watching this. I'm like, nigga, in what context does this fucking apply, bro? I'm like, no, nigga.
Slap. I was like, excuse me, sir.
You can't just be slapping women, bro. What the heck is wrong with you, bro? He's like, girl need a little slap. Nigga, what? Bro?
What are you talking about? You mean like just any person on the street that you just deem unruly, sir?
No.
Like, imagine how many women now can say, I remember that one time I was in the street and I was mounting off of my husband and I just happened to be outside and Sean Connery, of all people, just smacked me across the face. From that day on, I just learned my lesson.
I don't even know what would be the thing you like. What do you do if someone could just walk up to you and be like, yo, stop talking to your man like that and slap shit you? Bro, I'll probably be like in hella shock. Like, nigga.
Hold on. Wait, as a man, do you follow up or do you fight Sean Connery?
I got to fight Sean Connery. But at the same time, I'm like, was he defending my honor, though?
Right.
Like, I'm like, damn.
I'm like, all right, dog, you hit my wife, but I appreciate you doing that, but we got to square up for principalities.
I got to beat your ass. I can't go home.
I got to at least try to fight you so I can say I tried, you know?
Right. You know what I'm saying? Just go down when I hit you. You know what I'm saying?
Just do that for me. You want to look out for me? You got to make sure I look like a hero in front of my girl. You can't slap her across the face to defend me and then beat me up. Can't do that, Sean. You gotta let me get this, okay?
He probably won it.
He probably be like, nope, you gotta be able to back up the word.
Cause you imagine that conversation? Yeah, man, you know, I did that for you. I'm like, I get you, I understand, but I gotta run your fade, bro. You know what I'm saying?
He's like, all right, you want to get beat up too? Go ahead. I'm like, oh, Sean, what you mean, bro?
Gotta run your fade, Sean.
Gotta shake it up.
Cause I gotta go home. So
that was a good death battle, though. I did. Everything and because John Wick was taking bullets though. That's one thing he could take some bullets now.
Yeah, he can. Omni Man versus Homelander.
Man,
I saw that going the way it
went. That was a cakewalk.
I saw that going the way it went though. Be quite honest with you, because I said this before. I was like, Homelander's a psychopath, but he don't got no actual fighting experience.
He don't have no fighting experience
at all. We saw that in the last season when he was getting worked up by Soldier Boy and what's his name?
Butcher.
Butcher. They were whooping his ass, bro.
True. Like the problem, the funny thing about that is that Omni-Man's race had to literally fight to survive on their own before they even did their conquest.
Mm-hmm.
They all had to fight and kill half their population. So you're dealing with like the real ones out the group off rip. And then the fact that he said he'd done this on multiple worlds, meaning that like he's succeeded in doing this multiple times. Homelander is that kid, and it's like, is Bakugo. Like when he was younger, like he was always this the top. He was always the guy. He was always caught. He was always taken care of. So when you started seeing blood, it's like, oh no, I don't know what this feels like. It's like, yeah, you don't know what pain feels like, Homelander. Omni-Man knows all about that. He can get his gut punched out and heal and excruciatingly heal over the span of like a year, but he'll heal. Right. But like, yeah, I saw that going exactly the way I thought. I was like, yeah, like Homeland is not going
to
be able to.
Yeah, all right. Let me ask you a question. If you had to fight either one of them, which one would you rather not fight? Be honest with you, I'd rather fight Omni-Man. I'm being real because
Homelander's little Homelander's a sicko.
He's a sicko, exactly. I'm like, we don't know what he's gonna fucking do. Like
he might get an idea to fly you to space and watch you slowly fucking die. I'm like, yeah, Omni-Man, just chop my head off.
He's gonna just chop my head off one good time. Like,
he killed a living immortal soap.
Bro.
Yo. He came back.
Yeah.
I came around my face. Anyway, like we was talking about, I was like, "Oh damn,
yo!"
The comics is kind of like that. It wasn't even that much different when he came back the second time. Like it was like
you still gonna catch a fate.
I was like, I thought we did this already, bro.
Homelander type of nigga to fucking beat you, wreck you, and then like leave you for your family to see. You talking about like, yo. Talking about he peed and pees on your body, like that's the type of nigga he is.
Yeah, it's like, oh, this is for the rest of the world to learn. Nah, man, don't do that. Yeah. Don't do that. Yeah. What was this other one? That's Scanner vs. Raiden. I don't know much about Metal Gear like that. I love Metal Gear, but I don't know much about it. Warframe, I have played Warframe. Leave that where it's at. What other one you looking at?
Let me see. Oh, Deku versus Asta.
That was low diff. That was just some like this. It's the same thing with the Gogeta and Vegeta fight. Like if you start thinking about where they're at in their respective arcs, like it's automatically you know who's gonna win. Now, current manga, Deku, Izuku, right now is operating on all pistons. But Devil Union.
I don't really have a say on this. To be quite honest with you, it's really like the way it went. It could have went either way. Deku definitely does have the power to beat Asta because Asta doesn't really have anything that he can really use against Deku.
But
like on a real basis, like he can't stop his magic. He can't do none of that. So like, what are you really going to do outside of a physical fight? And Deku wins that, if you're being honest. But
wait, how?
Deku wins that, bro.
How?
Bro, one for all, bro. He automatically wins that fight. Like, no one's beating Deku in a physical match, bro.
What are you saying? Yes, they can.
Who?
One, Deku doesn't have this automatic access to use 100%. He has to use, like, three other quirks to make that happen.
Right.
Which is not hard. I understand
that. If he
hits
you with that, you should be Ethan.
How do we guarantee that's enough to... How many times have you seen Asta get, like a cut?
It's magic, bro. It's not the same.
He doesn't have magic.
First of all, Asta has never had...
That's just gains, nigga. That's
push-ups. Asta has never had a physical fight with anyone. Everything has been magic-based. Anytime he has an actual physical fight, he beats their ass because none of these niggas can actually fight. So everything is, like, magic-based, bro. That's what I'm saying. So it's, like, it's really kind of hard to say...
Okay.
But, like, what happens when magic canceling shit doesn't work against someone that's just all hands, bro? Like, what are you going to do? Like, technically, Asta just, I mean, even if he has the devil power infused in him, Asta is still just like, it's not, I don't
like,
I
yeah, like
I didn't
to Deku,
think,
it wouldn't be like magic, it would just be speed and strength,
right?
You know, even like throwing like the dark magic blades attacks, right? Like, technically, Deku, now, if can Deku survive getting hit by one of those? He doesn't have that much durability to get, like, he could lose a leg real quick.
He's definitely losing the leg real quick. But the fact that Asta does is why he survived, because of the devil power. That gave him more durability.
Okay.
And,
right. That's why I'm saying, like, you know.
That's what I'm saying. It can go either way, because if Deku would have ended his shit from the beginning, from the moment that Asta was even able to use the devil power, it would have been over. If Deku from the jump would have used 100%, it would have been over.
Okay.
Over. Why you thought he would have punched his head off?
All right. I 80% agree with you. I see it, but at the same time, I just feel like that very first time that Deku got a good hit, like, I sort of kind of look at it like, oh, okay, like, that's cool. I could show you what I could do too. Like,
bro, Deku is fighting niggas that can self-regenerate, bro. Like, I just want you to understand, like, if he would have hit that nigga for real.
Okay, but come on, but you're not. But look at how the kid nigga, look afterward,
if,
though.
Yeah, fine. But if he hits you for real.
The air looking like a rag doll because his whole body not working. He
exactly.
Got to shoot out of his mouth.
Exactly. So think about if he hits a human being with all that power and they can't self-regenerate. It's a wrap for them niggas, bro.
Okay.
It's a wrap.
All right. You know what? You're right.
You gonna tell me that Asta, like, push-ups is?
I'm thinking about, like, I'm thinking about when Deku was grabbing up Shigaraki this past season, was giving him the business in the middle of the air. Yeah, I could see, like, if Asta don't got his sword. Now, the only thing, he got the swords. But, like, if for some reason he didn't have the sword, they have to just eat those hits, then yeah, I could see it being a real situation.
He done.
But Asta, he can control the swords by just moving the energy around at this point. So I don't even.
Asta, like I said, the match would be really definitive depending on if Deku goes all out.
If he had, like, no weapons, then yeah.
If Deku goes all out from the jump, it's over. But if it's prolonged, Asta wins the fight because Asta's going to adapt. Asta's going to start learning what to do, what not to do. He has really great reflexes. We've seen, like, how his speed increases when he starts putting the devil power on.
But wait.
And then his durability is going to drastically increase when he puts the devil power on. That was why he won the fight.
Who's more likely to go all out faster?
Asta.
Asta, because Deku is not going to be trying to kill Deku's not going to be trying to kill Asta because he's a hero, and he's going to try and sympathize with him, at least understand what's going on.
Now, if it was Bakugo, that nigga would have been dead from the jump.
Bakugo would have just put a bomb in his asshole and call it a day. Like,
he would have been dead from the jump, bro.
He would have blew that sword up. Like, yeah, all right, get that out of here. So, you love Akira.
Death Murder Guy's his name?
Who?
His name was Death Murder Guy. What was it?
It was Explosion Murder God Dynamite. Something like that. Demon Murder God Explosion King Dynamite. Something like,
bro,
that.
The way I laugh.
And I was like, you could have left the last name there and you would have been fine. You could have said Explosion King Dynamite. Good.
The way I laugh when I heard that shit, bro, I fucking.
But the whole point is like he's gonna be himself every single time. I want you to be scared when you hear this. I want you to be like, is he coming to save me? I don't know. We gonna find out when he get here. He gonna let you know when he get here what he gonna do.
He's a definition.
I respect him for that.
He's a definition of I'm consistent every time you see me.
He's like, every yo, what you about? Me. The same shit
my
I was about last
ain't
time.
Ain't changed since the last time we spoke. I don't care how
what
much
you about blowing you shit up. And maybe saving people, maybe
if you act right,
Max. Like, you talk, you sass off to me. You guys getting left in
yo,
the ditch?
Nah, when he was when they was evacuating citizens, he was like, "Yo, hurry up,
yo,
you guys want to die?"
I was like, "Excuse me, sir, sir,
yo,
there are children here."
Nah, all right, Magneto versus
Tetsuo. Now, explain to me.
Who won this fight?
I haven't seen Akira for a long time, right?
Who won this fight? I don't remember who won it.
I forgot who won. Why you look that up? Isn't they don't have the same power. Like, Tetsuo is just a telepath, isn't he? Like, did they explain that in the movie? Like, what his powers was?
Magneto won. Right? Let me see. Who won?
I think Magneto's going to win automatically because he's, like, 3 times Tetsuo's age. So, no matter what, like, if Magneto was alive in the Akiraverse, he would have just stopped that shit. Like, he would have just lifted. Because by the time he got to that size, he was mostly metal. Magneto would have just moved his ass out the city or something like that, or put him in space or some bullshit.
Yeah, Tetsuo's power automatically makes him lose against Magneto, but here's the thing.
But it wasn't like telekinesis, though, wasn't it?
It's telekinesis, but you have to understand that Magneto's power, like, and then he can control the metal in your body. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, Magneto is an OP. He's Omega
level. He's OP when you, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
OP like, when you really think about like it. You think about him, like the fact that he could fire off beams at you, like it's like that's really getting into him, really unlocking his powers and really being a real beast. You can't really stop him. It's really kind of hard to like stop him.
I really wish that
like if you have iron in your body, bro, it's a wrap for you. Like, could you like you think about that? It's like, bro, what? Like. It's like everybody got iron in their body.
He's like, you can't hide from me. He's like, I can feel the iron in your body, bro. I know where you at.
Right.
Like,
it was a good match, though, because at the point, I didn't know who's going to win.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because with telekinesis, you could. Magneto is not like, he doesn't have durability. Like, you could beat his ass if you get to him. So, technically, like, if he was actually trying to get to him and use other things outside of metal to attack him, then yeah, you could get away with a lot. But there's not a lot of things you know, like even a rock has metal in it, you know, like you could still, but he could still, Magneto could still potentially control a rock if you throw it at him, depending on the contents of the kind of sediment it is. So right. You don't, and on top of that, he can always block it with other metal. Like it's, you know, like it's a lot of like little things, but I thought about if I wish that in the My Heroverse that we got a character with Magneto's powers. And they had them had a quirk awakening, because that would be really accurate to how mutants activate like or enhance their powers. You know, like Kitty Pryde being able to phase through things and eventually being able to phase through time. You know what I'm saying? Like those are like One Piece awakening, Devil Fruit. You know what I'm saying? Like those, right. That's what those feel like. But in today's media, we have more of that happening now than it used to be, and I just feel like, man, you don't need a tune. He needed a power boost, shoot. But he's dead now, so he's dead in the comics.
I mean, yeah.
Thor versus Vegeta. We're not talking about that. I don't see the point.
Let me see. Aizen versus Madara. We actually talked about that already.
We talked about that.
Korra versus Storm.
Yo. Okay. All right.
I saw Storm winning that. I'm not going to lie to you. I said to myself, because Korra might be the worst after. I know this sounds bad, but Korra might be the worst.
Let's not look at the two avatars that we have seen and just say one's the worst. Let's not do that. Because that's not fair to Korra. Okay? It's not fair to her. She did a lot of different, she went through a lot of different shit. People forget that, like, Aang...
So, hold on, wait. I have a question before you get into that. Were they the only two avatars that we've seen? Because I could have swore we saw the other two avatars.
At length.
I just want to know, because...
Kiyoshi is... Well, we talking about different times, man. Kiyoshi was about her... She was about what she was about.
I just want to know...
Roku was, like... it's funny, before we took the interview, I heard about an article that says every avatar's character traits covers what the last avatar's was lacking. So Kiyoshi, was it Roku? Yeah, Kiyoshi, then Roku, right? Then Aang. So yeah. Kiyoshi was like, I'm going to get you, sucker. Like, this is what I'm doing. I'm only the avatar because I need to come beat your ass. Like, this is what I'm doing here. And so she was very much like, I'm about me and my peoples. I'm not about protecting the world as the avatar. She wasn't doing that. So Roku sacrificed his personal life to be the Avatar to protect the world. And he suffered because of that, you know? That's why he Aang talked to him. He always so methodical and all that, because he wanted to be like the example. And Aang, obviously, he ran away from his worldly responsibilities as an Avatar. Are you frozen?
No.
Oh, I'm listening to you. Oh shit. Okay.
I'm listening to what you're saying.
And Korra, so Korra embraced her Avatar form from a very young age and was like, I am the Avatar. So this next guy, we got to think about Korra's failing. One, we lost the Avatar connection.
Right.
Almost twice, because Aang lost it and got it back. So people bring it up like Aang didn't lose this shit and got it back by sheer coincidence in the final battle. But anyway, Korra had to struggle with the spirit realm aspect of bending and the advanced forms of bending and the political era, the new age political era. Back when Aang was coming up, it was more
that
like
Aang created.
That Aang created. Yes. Yes. So it's Aang's fault. Anyway, look, what I'm saying is, and he was a terrible fucking dad. Anyway, Korra had to go through a lot. Now, I will say, because of her arrogance and because of her lack of, like, spirituality, it led her into, like, a lot of these political things for her wouldn't have really mattered if she was just coming in, and I will say, Aang would have handled a lot of her situations better. But remember, Carvana, Toph's daughter. You gonna tell me that she wasn't gonna be an issue for anybody?
Toph's daughter. Talking about the chief,
the metal benders, bro.
The chief of police. Chief of police was her daughter.
Beifong.
It was Beifong, and then the other one.
Then the other one.
She had two daughters. Then the one that was the queen of. She was like the queen of the metal kingdom.
Right, not her, the girl I was trying to take over from her.
Right,
like she was not fucking around. Avatar Kyoshi.
Listen to me. I want you to hear this, and I want you to hear this clear as hell. Okay, if that was any of the other avatars, she would have got folded in the first 5 minutes, bro. Let's be clear, bro. Aang could have folded her with just airbending, bro. Like, with just give me a time where Aang took a L in a fight outside of
who? Azula?
No, not Azula.
Cause Azula beat his ass.
Okay, outside of Azula.
You take the one.
And let's be clear. Let's be clear. At that time, Aang hadn't even mastered firebending yet. Let's be clear.
Okay.
Because Korra was a fully mastered Avatar.
I don't want to say that,
listen,
bro. Nah.
And she took L after L after fucking
just
L.
She knows how
Korra
to bend. Doesn't mean she's a master.
Fight. Korra didn't win one fight, bro. Not one fight did she win, bro. Not one. We watched that entire series and watched her take L after L after L. He was like, "Yo, bro, what is happening, bro?"
Listen,
that didn't happen.
It did happen. And I still stand on this hill.
She took an L to a nigga that couldn't even bend.
Who? Amon?
Yeah.
That was more political, though.
He found out he was a bloodbender, but still.
So he was a waterbender. Exposed his ass.
Every time they fought, he never bended.
Okay, she couldn't. Okay. Okay, yes. She ain't had the fighting chops. She thought she was hot shit. And that was her whole thing. She kept thinking way above where her abilities were because she was the Avatar. And her whole series was about, you need to calm that shit down. Like, Aang didn't want to be the Avatar, but you need to, you got to meet in the middle. And that's what each Avatar is kind of saying. Like, you got to find a balance. You can't just think you're better than everyone and also think that everyone's better than you. You can't do that.
Because even Toph said that to her. Toph told her that Aang was nice. Like you couldn't really beat him for real. Like if you really want to fight you for real, remember Aang was always very like non-violent.
Right.
Didn't want to. That's why when he fought the, remember, because like his issue was he was very non-violent.
He didn't want to fight.
He didn't want to fight. So like anytime he lost was because he didn't want to fight. Like, you know what I mean? Like he wanted everything to be solved peacefully. That's why he would lose his fights. Mm-hmm. But he didn't lose because when he wanted to fight for real, you getting your ass bust, bro. Like that was just what it was, bro. You getting your ass bust.
Oh, you had to jump him.
You had to jump him. There was no way. Korra was a fully realized avatar, bro. She had mastered all of the elements, bro. And she was still, except for air. But even when she had mastered airbending, she was still getting her shit rocked,
bro. She barely mastered airbending, bro. She spent like 2 seasons getting beat up by boards and trying to walk through. Like, come on, man. Like, just because she unlocked it don't mean she know how to use the John. Like, I remember watching that fight and I was like, oh, this is some bad bending right now. You're just throwing punches, hoping that the air is going to connect like that. And like, so in that respect, you know, Korra wasn't a good bender. Like she really, her fighting style was very, very combat based. And that was also because she wanted to, remember, did that bending league shit and all that, which I feel like was a detriment to her avatar training, to be quite honest with you, because like learning, being a waterbender, was she a waterbender? Yeah, being a waterbender first and all that was cool, but you weren't raised as a waterbender. You were raised as an avatar by Katara, who probably shouldn't have been overseeing you, but was the only one that could really do it. And I'm just like, so you're just having her be taught by people and fighting mm-hmm. them by herself. And I'm like, you know, all the avatars gotta go travel. They gotta go out there and meet people. They gotta meet people who can teach them. They gotta find their teachers. And remember, Aang got taught the elements from people who were like one step removed from the source.
Right.
Like Toph learned directly from the moles.
Right.
You know, Katara learned, got her water bending directly from her mom. And her mom was like a high whatever. You know what I'm saying? Her dad was the standing king.
Right. The chief.
And
yeah.
Zuko was the prince of the Fire Nation. And then I don't think. Yeah, and then obviously air, and like he was this air, no, he's the only air nomad left. So it was like he had spirit bending, he got that from the spirit dragons, bro. Like he got that from the source. And I'm like, you know, so Korra didn't really have those opportunities to get those raw forms of bending. She learned how to manipulate the elements and use fire and all that. But you know what I'm saying? Like it's the same kind of debate we had about like fighting styles and about the whole Batman thing. It was like, you know, she ain't learned the same way, but it just led her to get her ass beat.
But
and
she had too much arrogance to be talking when she arrogance. Was talking, and then it get folded every time. That was what was killing me about that, bro. I was like, bro, she was talking like how Luffy was talking to Kaido. It's like, hey, man, you need to relax, bro.
Yeah, that's a fact.
You need to relax, bro. Until you at a point where you don't got to jump a nigga, you need to relax, bro. Like, that's just the facts, bro. You just need to relax.
Because the avatar is becoming... Also, she had to struggle with the fact that the avatar is becoming less relevant to the world. Like, back in the day, people were still talking about you coming back and fixing the situation that was going on. No one was looking for you to fix what's going on in the city. Right. They wasn't looking for you to be run for president. They wasn't looking for you to take down the tyrannical government. They weren't asking for you to do any of this shit. So you're trying to be the avatar in a world that's not really asking you to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
And then she had to go, and I thought the whole spiritual world fight was so good, but you know, Storm's gonna win that,
and Storm's
gonna win that. Like, it's just because she
another, gets another Omega level mutant. It was like, bro, come on. Like, it's like,
literally a goddess, bro.
No, I could have called that from the jump.
Like, it was, if anything, they should have had her fight Aang instead. Like, that would have been a real fight.
Korra versus Aang, she would have lost.
No, Storm versus Aang. Oh. Korra's out this equation, bro. Storm, we just talked about her for 10 minutes. She ain't better than these two.
I still think it would have been a tie if it was Storm versus Aang.
Tie? Nah, I think Storm would have still won.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it would have been up in the air.
Oh, yeah.
It's because...
But, like, Storm could control
all the elements.
Weather on other planets, bro. She could put a lightning storm in your brain.
She
could cut off the electrical.
The difference with the avatar is that the avatar can more so make the element than like like Storm manipulates the elements.
Yeah, true.
But like
true.
The Avatar doesn't necessarily need to it to be war. He doesn't necessarily need it to be fire around to make fire.
True.
Right.
True.
And there's earth everywhere. You know what I'm saying?
Like some of the advanced firebender, they can make that. They can keep their body warm enough, but they can make fire out of their bodies. Yeah.
Zuko used to breathe fire. You know what I'm saying?
So, Uncle Iroh, but Uncle Iroh taught him that as an air bending technique.
Right.
Which is so, leads me to my whole thing, like, because Korra kept seeing all the elements as being so separated, and Aang understood that
they were all connected.
Right. And you can use fire bending energy when earth bending, and you can use earth because when that's how you get like the diverging styles, like Bolin getting lava bending was so lit to me, you know. Metal bending, blood bending, all of the electricity, sand,
right?
Like all these other aspects, it's just like this fine tweaks, like a deeper understanding of the bending styles.
Right.
But yeah, like I was right. lived out this next one. Now, only reason I'm saying all this is because you're going to get another Avatar.
Yeah, we're about to get another one. I know.
We're getting one this year.
Is this year?
No?
I thought it was 2024.
Oh, it might be next year then. But yeah. It's going to be an Earthbender dude. And I'm like, all right, let's see. You know,
I'm here for it. I'm here for it.
And so his whole thing is that if they follow suit, his whole thing might be reestablishing the Avatar's role in the current world that he's in. Because Korra saved the world and brought the spirit world and the real world together. People really act like she didn't do shit. She did a lot for the planet that they didn't even know that they needed. But this next guy, he's going to have to like redefine all of that shit because she struggled through that entire series. Like, so he's going to have to.
Hopefully he's not taking L's. That's all I'm saying. All right, last one. Batman versus Iron Man.
Come on, bro. Why you even bring this one into
because
it?
This is we need
You're
to talk
bringing
about
the
this.
Worst one.
This is not the worst one. We need to talk about it. Batman versus Iron Man. Because
they only
in my
did
mind,
because Batman had that crazy ass armor that he can use like one time and he's gonna fucking die. And I'm like, Tony can hack that, probably. Like, I don't, what are we talking about, Adrian?
Prep time.
Stop that. Tony Stark.
Prep time.
You know, Tony Stark, prep time, it was his fucking dad. Howard Stark did all the prep time, so Tony don't gotta do none of it. Okay?
Batman's so, prep time is God level.
like even, get out of here, man. I'm on TikTok enough to know that people in this prep time thing, give Batman 20 years, he's going to figure it out. Yeah, I would too. People keep having this like Black Panther versus Batman debate.
I mean, but Batman lost though. Let's be clear.
Batman lost. But the whole thing is like, because Black Panther, he makes his stuff and then he incorporates it into his suit. It's there. He has it on him ready to go. Batman got to call Alfred to send some shit to him sometimes. So he got to go get a suit. He got to lose first and come back. Black Panther can't afford to lose and come back.
I'm going to be real with you, though. If Batman knew who he's going to fight Iron Man, Iron Man taking
like
an
if
L.
Someone said, yo,
Iron Man is taking an L, bro.
If someone said, yo, Bruce, you got to fight Tony Stark. And he was like, oh, I know Tony. Me and him are well acquainted. How? I feel like he would. I don't even know what he would do. I just know he would.
And let's be real. Based on how Batman is, he would have had a contingency plan for fucking Iron Man. Like, let's be real. This nigga had a contingency plan for all his niggas. Like, he was prepared to ether all of you at any point in time if he needed to.
You know what's crazy? He did that, right? And they asked him, oh, what about yourself? He said, oh, you guys. They were like, that's a bullshit reason. So he made a robot
right
to beat him.
Mm-hmm.
And it beat his ass.
It did.
Because
it
made it to beat him.
And it did do
and
that.
It's beating everyone else's ass.
Right.
Because it has all of his contingency plans. And I'm like, you see Justice League? You see what happens when you say stupid shit to people?
Because it was like, yo, listen, I had to be real with niggas. I'm like, so yo, now, yes. On paper, if they both show up in a fight, they got a fight on the spot. Iron Man's winning. Come on, that's not even a question if he's winning, bro. It's like, yes, he's winning.
But if Batman knew.
If Batman knows he got to fight this nigga, I'm telling you on God, bro, this nigga going to be prepared to whoop this nigga ass, bro. I'm telling you, bro.
Yes.
There has been no situation where he hasn't done that. He had a contingency plan for fucking Darkseid, bro. For Darkseid, bro. Like, come on.
I mean, he's the only human to ever dodge the Omega Beam. People act like that's not a thing. That's a fucking thing.
Darkseid
said to himself, he was like,
He was upset with that nigga, bro. He was like, yo, who the fuck? Yo, like, who the fuck is you?
Like, I forgot about that.
You don't remember that shit,
when Batman nigga, pulled up with that stupid ass armor?
Batman pulled up and said, yo, like, he was like, yo,
and Darkseid was like, what are you doing here? I'm here to fight. Darkseid was like, okay, try again. What are you doing here? I'm here to beat your ass. Darkseid was like, all right, let's try this again. Why are you really here? I was like, square up. And Darkseid was like, all right, bro. All right, hold up.
Exactly.
Beat his ass. Batman's like, all right, joke's on y'all wasting time. I was like, all right, because you know he ain't pull up to really do damage. Like, exactly. But the fact that Batman still did it, Batman trusting the Justice League too much. Remember when he was falling from the sky? He was like, all right, y'all, I could use some assistance, you know? Right. I don't got superpowers. We'd really appreciate it if someone came in, caught me if I hit the ground, going a million miles an hour.
Realest nigga in the world. Listen, I don't care what nobody say, bro. Batman might be a normal rich-ass motherfucker that just got depression issues. That's true. But you can't tell
challenges,
me.
Man.
You can't tell me that nigga not a real-ass nigga when it need to be, bro. You cannot tell me that, bro.
The only thing that I don't understand, right, is by now, you should be sending your criminals not to Arkham. They should be going to a facility that you've made with you're just like, where's the Phantom Zone? Why does Superman bad guys get the Phantom Zone with Batman? They should be going to the same fucking place.
Right.
He's like, oh, Batman, this dude, call Supes. Why? Are we going to beat him up? And then Superman's like, no, just get the Phantom Zone protector. Do you know how many villains would stop if you said, you want to go to the Phantom Zone with Superman's road gallery? Keep fucking playing. I'll send your ass there. You so think you wouldn't joke? You stay away. At least stay in jail for a year. Because I'm going to send your ass there. They don't care about you over there. They'll eat you alive in that bitch.
Facts. Who's your week of the week? I already know who mine is. I already know who mine is.
You go first then.
Cora.
All right. I'm giving it to Batman because he got his ass beat. Like, yo, one, you have an alter ego in your body with another persona, right? That person was like, yo, let me try.
Right.
It ain't work. And I don't mean saying Batman because Batman let peer pressure get to him.
He did.
Fuck what Clark is saying, man. Clark, if you don't bring your wife, if I get mind control and you don't slap me across the face, man, that's your fault.
Right.
That's on you. Now we got a robot beating you and everyone else's ass out here now because you thought that you couldn't stop me. He's like, man.
Let's just say that all Justice League is simps. Let's end it with that. We're going to end it with that. All the Justice League is simps. That's how we're going to end the episode this week.
So I'm going to call him like this some bullshit. I told y'all, this some bullshit.
Thank you guys for listening.
I told Bruce not to do this shit.
Make sure you subscribe to the Casual Nerddom YouTube page. Make sure you follow us on TikTok and Instagram and Facebook and Twitter. Am I forgetting anything, Chris? Am I forgetting anything?
Not that I think of, you know.
Leave a comment. Oh, yo, rate us on Apple Podcasts. Rate us on if you can.
Oh yeah, give us some a rating. Give us five stars if you feel like that. Maybe four if you want to be, a real one, But leave a review. Say an episode, your favorite episode, Do you like the fact that I keep making different profile pictures, Everyone doesn't do that,
Right.
Answer the questions we have and act with us. Give us episodes. Tell me how wrong I am about Batman. Something. Just, engage with us. And we'll see you guys next time.
Thank you, guys.